it's the coronavirus. I wanted to sing the Cops Bad Boys theme songs, but I can't really figure out what would go corona. Bad virus, bad corona. Oh, man. Bad China. Bad China. What you gonna do? And they send corona after you. Bad China. What you gonna do? And they send corona for you. Well, I think that all these movies that show Patient Zero passing through the airport, basically infecting a whole globe full of people and setting up pandemics, it was bound to happen sooner or later. And whether or not it's this particular showdown or the next, you know, they had a little study back in 2014, 2015 for Ebola. Oh, they're ready for the next plague, but they're not ready for China, right? Because Chinese, man, they don't want to mess with the U.S. They ain't trying to, like, they're not stupid. They could just land on our shores and take our shit. They outnumber us like 10 to 1, maybe more. There are more English-speaking people, 350, 360 million people. And that's only a fraction of their population, but that outnumbers ours. Yeah, they have more English speakers in their country than we have in ours. Now that's some bullshit. We are so outnumbered. So if China wanted to show up on our shores and wanted to just fuck us up and outdo us, they probably could. I always believed this. But why not? Why? I mean, they have so much money invested in us. Billions of dollars in treasuries that we have to pay back to them. So they're not trying to go broke by wiping us out completely. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't think that they want to go the physical attack route, the straight up war, scorched earth route, because then it would just be too obvious. What if you release a bioweapon? Right? Because that's where Wuhan, China was. It's where the epicenter of where this outbreak has occurred. And this is, they're studying this shit. There's a patent for this virus. How the hell they know what this virus was so quickly? It's crazy. But I just read that they're building a 1,500 bed hospital in like 10 days and they're going to build another one. They're serious. China's dead serious if they're doing shit like that. So what does it say for us here in the States? Prepare yourself. Because I think if it doesn't happen this year, it will happen sooner or later. We're overdue. They've been conditioning you on television and all these TV shows and all these movies, The Walking Dead, and Apocalypse. Yeah, man. Somebody out there definitely wants to see this showdown. And some of us were expecting it. This is just the nature of humanity. This is just the nature of nature, right? These things are supposed to happen. There's so much stuff going on, even locally, that they can't keep under control. So yeah, what if they sent out a ticking time bomb among our population, and that was an act of war? Who knows? You never know. What are we going to do? But the point is, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What I'm going to do about it? And what I've been doing about it for at least 13 years, I've been making my own colloidal silver. That is your fucking secret weapon right there. I'm telling you a secret, how to survive. You get yourself some 250 part per million or 500 part per million colloidal silver. You get yourself some raw garlic. You get yourself some organic raw garlic. Garlic cloves. You get yourself organic onion. You get yourself an organic jalapeno. You get yourself organic parsley, cilantro. You get yourself an organic red onion. Did I say that? No, I said white onion. You get yourself different types of vinegar. Apple cider, red wine, preferably not irradiated with the mother. What else? Oh, and you get yourself some cumin. All right, anything else that I forget? Yeah, a little salt and pepper to taste. So, you go from there. And there are other things in the back door that you can use once you get an infection, but the best treatment is prevention in these cases. Yeah, good luck out there. I don't know who I'll be seeing, but I'll be seeing somebody on the other side.